Daniel Gonzalez was arrested in a home in Kenosha Wednesday evening, and Kenosha Police Sergeant Hugh Rafferty says gang unit members armed with a tip spotted Julian Miller walking in a parking lot early Thursday morning.
Miller tried to flee but was stopped in the lot. Miller resisted and was tasered by an officer. A gang unit officer who injured his hand during the struggle was treated at a local hospital for a jammed finger and was then released. Miller sustained facial injuries and was taken to a local hospital where he was treated for contusions and abrasions to the head and face and was then released to law enforcement authorities.
At a news conference, Rafferty said it may be several days before charges are issued against the pair and they appear in court.
We still have a lot of loose ends to fill up. Reports have to be completed. There's a large number of officers involved in this investigation, and it may be a couple of days yet before those are all completed and ready to be submitted to the DA's office for the review.
Police say after his arrest, Gonzalez gave them a statement but say Miller has not spoken to investigators. Police remain tight-lipped about what happened inside Sherrill's drive-in last Sunday night and who gave them the tip that led to the arrest. Robbie Wilde was laid to rest Thursday. Sherrill's drive-in is expected to reopen soon. Janet Haw for the Wisconsin Radio Network.